It's 6:55 a.m. on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 2006, and this is BBC Radio 1. Today is no ordinary day because it is on this day that we celebrate the life and works of the disc jockey Chris Moyles. We, the show team, are currently located in a top secret location somewhere in central London, and the DJ, Chris Moyles, is blissfully unaware of the surprises that await him. So, without further ado, let's cross live via the wonders of telephone technology to the main reception of our secret location and talk to the saviour of Radio 1, who should be arriving right now. Hello, special friend. This is Secret HQ.
I'm blindfolded.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk us through. So you're outside the secret location now.
I'm outside in the rain. I've no idea where I am, and Alan is got his arm around me.
Okay. There's a start to the day for you.
What am I doing, Alan? Am I moving?
No, you're standing here.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, I think it's about time that you took off your blindfold and told the nation what you can see in front of you.
Okay, so you want me to take the blindfold off now?
Yeah, take the blindfold off.
So I can see. Okay, you ready, Alan? Can I just say, Alan's got his hand on me and he's shaking. Okay, go.
What can you see?
Oh, I know where we are then. All right, fine.
Now, is it fair to say that where you are now is somewhere that you've wanted to do the show from for some time?
Yes, because am I saying where I am?
Yeah, say where you are.
We're at Peppermint Hippo.
No, we're not.
No. We're at the BT Tower.
How weird is this?
This is great.
So you've wanted to do the show from here for ages. We are currently, as I speak to you now, Chris, we are on the 33rd floor of the BT Tower in London. Okay.
How's the view?
The view is absolutely phenomenal as we watch the sun come up over London. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the irony of me arriving here at this time in secret is the fact that I will actually miss then the sun rising over London.
I know, we did try and factor that in, but the timing didn't work out, so we just thought we'd go with it.
Okay, well, am I doing the stairs?
Yeah, so
okay.
Listen, what you need to do now is you need to get through security, which is very stringent, so you need to go through all the kind of airport security checks and all that kind of stuff, get yourself up on the lift, and then we will talk to you after this.
Okay.
Hey girls. Hey boys.
Chemical Brothers at Radio 1. Hey boy, hey girl, superstar DJs. Here we go. Ho-ho!
And here we go.
How exciting.
So what do you think?
This is good. We could do the weather being a bit clearer. Oh,
the weather's rubbish, isn't it?
We are on top of the BT Tower. Is this still called the BT Tower?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it?
This is the 33rd floor of the BT Tower in central London, and the view is amazing.
It's very nice. It's very high. I just want to try and explain to people listening who don't even live in London what the view looks like, and it's ridiculously amazing because you can see everywhere. And you can see Regent's Park over there where we used to train.
Yeah, long time ago.
With Long Tong, who was our trainer.
Our Chinese trainer.
Yeah, he was Ting Tong's brother, Long Tong. And that's the Noel radio station. I used to work out there.
Yeah, the Rocking Tower.
And for those of you who really want to, stalk me, I live that way, and Dave lives that way.
Mm.
There you go. Rach, can you see your house from here?
I live that way.
Oh, okay. Josh, can you see your house from here?
Somewhere over there.
Right, Dominic and Carrie, can you see your...
I don't know where mine is.
Actually, no, you're miles away, aren't you?
I'm over there, the other side.
Okay, all right, good. So this is very exciting.
Can I just explain that where we are here on the 33rd floor is obviously a sort of circular room with windows all the way around. Now, Chris, where you are now, you're sort of facing north.
Right.
And you can't go any further than about 30 degrees to your left or right.
Okay.
Because surprises await you behind.
Is that where Madonna...
And it's not Allard,
that's where Madonna and Elvis are.
The guest suite is behind you, so don't, please... Look.
Can I just say very quickly before we do the news that I got in the car with Allard. First of all, Allard's waiting in my car, which is always a bad thing. And then he says, I need to take your coat off you. So he takes my coat off me and puts a blindfold on. And I went, why are you going to put a blindfold on? He goes, because I don't want you to know where you're going. So I went, okay, fine. However, I do this route every day. And from my house to go anywhere, it's pretty much the same route.
Which is why I told him to take a different route.
Right.
He didn't then.
Right. So what he did was, they drove around for a bit, I think. But here's the best thing. Mind the microphone, Dominic.
Sorry.
I said, right, you'll come out on my road, and whichever way we go, we'll take a right and then a left. And immediately, Alan's panicked already, going, no, please don't talk like that, please. But the best thing was, he took a slight change of course, and it threw me a little bit, but I managed to find out exactly where we were, because he had to stop for petrol, and there's only one petrol station, right?
Was this Louis Walsh?
Yeah, Louis Walsh, you know, past Sven's house, round to the left, right?
Petrol station there on the main road.
That's the one, yeah. And so after that, I was lost a little bit, but he just goes, I need to... Alan's desperate for me to find out where we are. The driver, I need to stop for petrol. There's only one petrol station in about 3 miles.
But at that point, you're approximately 500 yards from your location. Could he not have done it afterwards?
No, not at all. But anyway, well, I didn't know we were coming here, so thank you very much for organising this lovely, lovely surprise.
Right, more to come later.
All right, lovely. Still to come, I have no idea, because it's my birthday, it's the birthday show, live on Radio 1. From the top of the BT Tower, let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 7:04.
Calls for hospital patients to be screened for malnutrition.
And Henri puts in a captain's performance at the Burnabout.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Doctors and nurses have to do more to identify people who are dangerously malnourished. The health watchdog NICE says up to 40% of patients admitted to hospital or care homes are now at risk. Dr. Mike Stroud is from Southampton University.
If you're undernourished, then you begin to
people whose relatives have been murdered say the trauma is often made worse by the way they're treated so afterwards. A study by the charity Victim Support says they need more information and better practical help. Donna's husband was murdered almost 5 years ago. She told Newsbeat she was left looking after their 3-month-old daughter.
Everybody, if they've been a victim of any sort of crime, the family should be given enough money to bury the loved one and money towards a headstone initially, especially when you lose your loved one and then your job as well, you know what I mean?
The Serbian government are denying reports the former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic has been arrested. He's accused of war crimes over the massacre of thousands of Muslims between 1992 and 95. The NHS breast screening programme in England saves around 1,400 lives a year, according to a new report. Spotting early signs of cancer are seen as key to improving survival rates. The UK's first gaming academy opens later in Blackpool. It'll train people in all aspects of running a casino, and one floor of the college is even decked out like one. Newsbeat's Judy Hobson is there.
The academy manager has described the course as a one-stop shop, teaching students everything they need to know about the gaming industry. In a makeshift casino, they'll be shown how to run tables and maintain coin slot machines. They'll also learn secretarial skills, staff management, and health and safety.
Arsenal became the first British team to win at the Burnabout. Wenger's youngsters proving everyone wrong against Real Madrid. Captain Thierry Henry's goal just seconds into the second half, securing a 1-0 advantage. Wenger's hoping that'll now convince the striker to stay.
I hope the quality that our young team has shown will persuade him to stay, because for us it is of course important that this team growing, that the leader is with them, and you do not want to have a few step backs because your best player leaves.
Not a good night for defending European champions Liverpool. They were beaten 1-0 by Benfica in Lisbon. Defender Anderson Luoso with the goal 6 minutes from time. Rafa Benitez wasn't happy with how it was conceded.
We concede a goal in a free kick that we have seen before. When we analyse the other team, we say be careful with this free kick. We concede it was a mistake. We need to play much better at home. No, it will be different in Anfield, you know, with our supporters.
Tonight, Chelsea take on Barcelona at Stamford Bridge. The Blues watered their already muddy pitch just before the Barca players trained on it, but Frank Rijkaard said stop all the talk of dirty tricks.
I have no hard feelings. I think Chelsea is a great club. It's with a wonderful opponent. Please stop about all the tricks and games, because I think that also the press is inventing a lot of tricks and ideas.
Also tonight, Rangers host Villarreal in the Premiership. Charlton go to Newcastle, and Wales rugby captain Gareth Thomas will miss the rest of the Six Nations campaign. He's damaged an artery in his neck.
Why? And the weather cold and cloudy with a few showers for most of England this morning, drier in Wales and the northwest, with some sunshine for Scotland and Northern Ireland. It's now about 7:06.
Oh, thank you very much, Dominic Byrne and the lovely Carrie Davis. Carrie, how did you feel about Arsenal's amazing win last night?
They actually played really, really well. Watched the whole match, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, great goal.
Superb, weren't they?
Great goal from Thierry Henry. Do you think Chelsea would have been able to manage the same victorious win?
Would have been 3-0.
Well, of course, yeah. Of course it would. There you go. And Dominic, do you want to talk about the football?
Oh, really?
Have we got time?
No, we haven't got time, look.
Really
no,
haven't got time.
No, look at that.
Okay, right, moving on then. Now, you know that at this point in the
show... We're at the top of the BT Tower.
I know, for your birthday. Now, at this point in the show, normally...
I can see into people's houses.
Listen.
She's getting in the shower.
We normally have jingles.
Right.
Okay, especially sung jingles.
Okay.
Now, with it being your birthday...
Yes.
See, normally you write these.
I do.
So I thought that I would write some jingles for you.
Do you get PRS?
I'm going to talk to you about that afterwards. But so I've written you some special jingles, but not only that, but you know who sings the jingles?
The Jingle Singers?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, look, look who it is. Look who's here.
Hey!
It is the Radio 1 Singers.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Now, in case you haven't guessed, the way that this is going to work is that we are going to have live jingles here at the top of the BT Tower.
Hello, Sandy. Wow. Where am I doing? Okay. All right. Okay. This is great. So this is. Wow! Look.
Panic time.
you've never read a line that I've written in one go ever.
Never ever.
And with Dave writing them, this is never going to work. Oh, my God. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So, Rich is the... Because you've met the Moor. Have you met Rich before?
I've never met you,
Dave. I haven't met you. I think I've met Andrew and Lincoln before.
Okay, so Rich in the middle, he's the lead. He's the good morning, everybody. That we need to bring him down when we do the recording sessions because he gets too rocky.
Okay.
And then, Lincoln is there. Lincoln, hi, Lincoln.
Hello.
Hello. He doesn't talk at all like that, does he?
What's happening, Chris?
It's all good, man. It's all good. This is never going to work.
No. That's what I said.
This is what we call an on-air pilot.
Oh, man, Sandy mixes these for hours. You know, this is the goddamn live. Lincoln has worked with such brilliant singers as Lamar, and he also worked with a guy called Craig David. And and this is Andrea. Andrea's beautiful. And I know a secret about Andrea.
Do you?
Yeah, but I won't mention it in case it's all been... Right, okay, fine. Right, okay, so then what do we do from here?
Well, it's kind of in your own time,
okay.
People.
All right. Okay, so I need to play the backing music, and then they sing live.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Sandy, are you sure?
just hit play.
Okay, all right.
Try it.
Good luck, everybody.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Chris Moyle Show.
Chris Moyle Show. We're here for Chris's birthday and doing this all live. We're chuffed to be invited, but it's pants getting up at 5. We're the Jingle Singers singing jingles just for Chris. We'll do some work and need some cake and then go on the razzle.
Ah, very nice.
Chris Moyle Show, live from the BT Tower, International Radio 1.
Yay! Very nice. Well done, guys. Maybe this will work after all, right?
Told you.
It's 11 minutes past 7.
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles, from all your friends around the world.
Hi, it's Colin and Edith. Happy birthday, Christopher.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yo, Chris, this is not a diss. Your birthday is this day, and it's not on Chris Mace. Yeah, that's why I get the big bucks. It's Kanye.
Peace up, A-Town.
There you go. It's Usher and Ludacris, and yeah, good morning. It's 18 minutes past 7. It's Wednesday, it's the 22nd of February, 2006. It's my 25th birthday today!
Yay!
Tomorrow I'll be 24 again for another year, and we're on top of the BT Tower overlooking London. It's a bit drizzly outside today, and so it's a bit misty.
A bit foggy, isn't it?
And hey, I tell you what, Dominic, but where's Dominic Byrne?
He's there, over there, by the window.
Hey, you won't fancy getting on a plane today, would you?
No, I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Do you want to tell everybody about the text message you sent me yesterday?
Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
I thought I'd be very clever and fool you into thinking I'd sent the wrong text message.
Dominic and I are scared of flying, and we were saying, because I didn't know what the birthday show was today or where it was, and we were joking that we're going to have to get a flight somewhere.
Yeah.
So Dominic sent me a hilarious message, which, you know, when you get a look at your text messages, it reads the first bit of the text. You can read it before you open it. And he just said, "Morning, Dave, what time?" And I'm like, oh, now I know exactly, I'm 99% sure this will read, "What time have we got to be at the airport in the morning?" So I got Sophie to read it, And it was said exactly that word for word.
I fooled you into thinking I'd sent the wrong text message to Dave.
Yeah, I got the gag. I just explained.
I thought it was very clever.
Yeah,
thanks.
So we're here at the top of the BT Tower, and it's the views are amazing. However, I'm not allowed to move around, so I can only see Regent's Park and Primrose Hill, which is two big parks in London. It looks very nice. My girlfriend normally walks to work through that park.
Does she?
I'll be able to wave her and say hello.
We'll spot her in a minute.
Yeah.
So, would you like to meet star guest number one?
Yes.
Because obviously, with it being your birthday, we pulled out all the stops.
Okay.
And only the best will do.
Right.
And so there's no kind of, there's no room for mediocre on this show.
Is there anybody on the show today that I'm not going to recognise?
Well, let's find out as we meet today on the Chris Moore Show. Star guest number one.
It's Santa.
Come over here, Santa. Have a word on the microphone here.
It's somebody dressed as Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, okay. Hello. Hello, Santa.
Hello. How are you? Happy birthday.
Santa, now, am I going to try and guess who you are?
Please.
Okay, all right. Have we met before?
Yes.
Okay. Are we friends?
Yes.
Okay. Have I seen you in the last 7 days?
No.
Oh, okay, good. You know, for a millisecond there, I thought it was Andrew Carey, who's our landlord.
Who we saw only last night.
Yeah. But I thought it can't be.
He's too tall for...
He'd never got in the suit.
He's too tall for Andrew.
Is there a reason why you're dressed as Santa?
Yes, I come bearing gifts.
I have no idea you are. Okay.
Maybe the gifts would give it away, Santa.
Oh, okay.
If you were to give him a present, it might give away who you are.
Perhaps. Okay. Do you feel
do you feel silly wearing do you feel silly wearing a Santa outfit?
That's not the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, okay. So you're delivering sandwiches. Oh no! It's not Lockman.
There you go.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Who's running the shop?
Oh.
How are you, Lockman?
I'm very well, how are you? You look well.
I am great, thank you very much.
I have one more gift for you.
Oh, lovely. Oh, is that a present? Is this a present from you to me?
It is.
Okay, shall I open this now?
If you would, please.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hurry along.
Is it this week's Takens? Oh, no! It's a Lockman sandwich, his lunchbox.
Turn it over.
Lockman's lunchbox, and it has a picture of Lockman, a cartoon of Lockman, stood in the shop.
And now open it up.
That is fantastic.
You are the master of self-promotion, aren't you?
Is this a one-off, or are you now going to be marketing these?
That's a one-off.
On a website which I'm sure the address will follow. And inside, it's a polo shirt with Lockman's sandwiches and Chris, the Sandwich King, written on it. Thank you very much, Lockman.
Happy birthday, son.
And is that a pen as well?
Yeah.
A Lockman pen?
Yes.
Brilliant. That is funny. Lockman Dictionaries.
New company I'm starting.
Right, okay, sure. I understand that. So who is running the shop today, if you're here?
I didn't really give it a thought. I really should have done.
Is Marion not in charge?
Yeah, the maid and
are
Joe.
Are you not worried now? Because you've never had a day off since you opened that sandwich shop.
No. It'll be all right. It's in good hands.
Do you remember that time he was going to interview Cameron Diaz and he was still trying to work out how he could open the shop, close at 2 and still get down to London for 4? Mate, is this a one-off then, the sandwich box?
Well, I'd like to say so, but there's one for all members of the team.
Oh, fabulous.
Brilliant.
Mate, that is great. On it, there's a picture, that is so good. That is such a funny thing. You know Seinfeld's going to see your ass, though.
I'm going to be in the trouble.
Lockman, thank you for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, are you nervous?
Very nervous.
All right, okay, right. Well, don't be. He's scared of heights, by the way. Well, you're
terrified.
You can't be when you're 6'5", can you?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Lockman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
What a lovely surprise.
There's more, by the way.
I really did think for a second it was our landlord as well. That was starting to worry me, you know. Right, it's the birthday show then. It's 7:24. We're live from the BT Tower this morning. Let's go to
Orave and behave. Still hit the vocal.
Oh, I tell you, I'm, you know, I'm a bit worried. Longman gets a nosebleed if he goes south of Bradford. So to come all the way down to London, this is a big treat for Longman.
And he's
coming down to the smoke.
Yeah, and he's 33 floors above the City of London.
Yeah, well, he's used to being high up. He's called Longman, isn't he? So morning, if you just switched the radio on, it's a birthday show today. We're on top of the BT Tower. Aled, you enjoying it so far? Are you liking the view?
I am.
Yeah.
It's a bit hazy outside though. It needs to clear a bit.
Well, I'll have a word with Rachel.
It'll be sorted, it'll be fine. Give it an hour.
Right, okay, fine. See them clouds up behind you there? Look at that.
They're lifting.
Yeah.
They are.
They are lifting. If you just open that window and blow.
You're not allowed to.
You've
got to get paperwork.
Really? Yeah. To open the window?
Yeah, you're not allowed to open the windows. I wouldn't really want to at 33 floors, though.
I'd dangle you out there for a laugh. I think that'd be great radio.
Don't.
So what's the deal then, Dave? More surprises later?
More surprises all the way through the show.
Fabulous.
From here till 10.
Ah, this is so good, isn't it? Right, 7:27. Let's play Pink. Whose mobile's ringing? Oh, that'd be mine. Okay, sorry about that. Right, fine. My mobile, I should have known, really. Right, Pink, and then we'll do news and sports. Never win first place. I don't support it. Does this sound extra distorted because we're higher up or something?
I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't sound right in my ears.
No. I always sing when you play a record that's too distorted that there'll be somebody listening who's just bought themselves a new car.
Right.
And they put the radio on to show their stereo off and they're going, that sounds crap.
They're flicking with all the buttons as they drive along.
It's Pink and Don't Let Me Get Me. So we're going to do Celebrity Tarzan later.
Yep.
Right. And the jingle singer's going to sing it live.
Yeah. Oh. Hopefully.
Rock on. My hussy pan. Yeah, you can. Do you want to give me that present now, Rich?
Chris, this is a little gift for you on behalf of Sandy and Roger at Music 4. And apparently you had to have that before you played the next jingle.
What, the plug?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a CD. Oh, okay. Should we do this now?
Yeah.
Got time to do this now?
Yeah, why not?
Right, okay. Thank you. It's a nice box, by the way. I didn't throw it on the floor, you know, without noticing the lovely design. So this is a CD which just says, play me Happy Birthday. Do you know what this is, Rich?
I haven't got a clue.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Okay, all right. So this is from Sandy and Roger. I can't believe you just did that, Rich. That was disgusting.
Sorry, Mum.
Sandy and Roger do our audio imaging for the show. Oh, jingles to you and me.
They're our musical directors, aren't they?
Seriously, whose phone keeps ringing?
Yours.
It's not. Mine's in my coat over there. I wasn't allowed to. I haven't even touched my phone yet. Don't know if I've had a text from Madonna or Kylie or anybody. Even Jay Goody. I won't get any of their messages. Right, so track one then on the CD, correct?
Yeah.
Sandy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So here's, I don't know what this is, but let's have a listen. Good morning, Christopher Moyles. Well, that's lovely.
But no, it's weird though, because you're about the only person that doesn't have a specially commissioned jingle.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, I don't know about that. Good morning, Christopher Barnaby Moyles. Don't put my real name out on the air. No one knows I'm called Barnaby. Christopher Barnaby Moyles.
What a ridiculous name. Good morning, Christopher Barnaby
Moyles. That's ludicrous. Alright then, more surprises coming up. More good stuff from the top of the BT Tower. We'll play Michael Gray, Notorious B.I.G., Nasty Girl. I don't know what else is coming up. Just have to stay listening. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:32.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning is claims that 40% of patients going into hospital with showers across most of England later, brighter in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Beep, beep, new and improved. One more travel with fabulous Dominic Byrne. And it's time to say a big hello to Jessica Cockhill.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cockhill.
Oh, Cockhill, sorry, Jessica. Nice. Cockhill's better. She's the thing of changing. Jessica Cockhill, of course, lives on Sandringham Drive, which is in Leeds.
Hey!
There you go. Jessica is 20. She lives with her parents. Her hobbies include TV watching. She says Sandringham Drive is a bit on the quiet side at the moment, but let's hope things go crazy there later on.
Goodbye from me.
And one more thing from Jessica.
Chris, happy birthday.
Thanks, Cocky.
More at 8:30.
Chris, happy birthday.
It's 7:36.
You idiot.
Yeah. I like the fact that, you know,
Cockhill.
Yeah.
I prefer Cockhill.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Jessica Cockhill.
Cockhill.
Cockhill, sorry.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cockhill.
There you go. Sonny, you really are a Dreek head, aren't you? right, 7:37 then. What's the story then, Dave? What's happening, buddy?
Well, the story is, yeah. So we're going to play some music.
Let's say, look how relaxed Dave is sitting, slumped in the chair with his radio mic.
I like it.
Good morning, Christopher Barnaby Royals.
Thank you.
Okay, the plan is that we're going to play some music because Rachel likes it when we play tracks. Okay, and then we're going to come back and we have a very, very special surprise.
Okay.
In about 10 minutes' time.
Oh, I'm
fine. Which I will talk you through.
Okay.
And I hope, fingers crossed, you'll be excited.
Well, I hope so too. Oh, look at the jingle singer standing up to sing the jingle live.
Because it's live music time once again.
Andrea, what do you say out of all the jobs that you've done that singing the jingles for the Chris Moore show is one of your proudest moments?
Most definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Isn't she lovely? She looks lovely. She sounds rough as anything when she talks. But she's got such a beautiful voice, singing voice, that is. And, Lincoln, how
hello,
are you?
Hello, mate, I'm good.
Does anybody want to say hello to any of the many amounts of rock and pop stars you've worked with?
Big shout out to Stevie Wonder. I mean, you know, he does
yeah,
backing vocals for me.
Does
know?
He really?
Yeah. You know, normally. But, yeah, big shout outs to everybody.
Link also, re-vocalised, which is, I've just invented that word, You're My Baby, the Ghetto Life track.
It's fair to say, actually, that he was possibly higher in the mix than
well,
you were.
I don't
on the final.
You guys sounded better than me.
Well, we did. I'm gonna say.
You were a substantial part of that track, Lincoln. Well, most of it, in fact.
Yeah.
And are you still in touch with Lamar? Are you still friends with Lamar?
He's a good guy.
He's a good really guy. Won yeah. again at the Brits this year.
He did. Good
yeah.
for
didn't
him.
Didn't thank you, though.
Fully deserved it, I know. Yeah. I had words with him after.
Second year in a row, no mention for you. Yeah, who do these people think they are? And Richard, who's the, good morning, can you just do a good morning everybody for us on your own?
Good morning, everybody!
See now, see how it goes like that? So when we're in the recording session, right, Sandy, who does it, always goes, what's the phrase you use?
Relax.
Yeah, alright, so, because good morning becomes good morning.
Yeah.
You've got to get the gravel out of his voice. It's good though, isn't it?
Good morning, Christopher Miles.
There you go. Richard, by the way, is also available for weddings. If you're planning a big wedding and you'd like a band with an over-egoed lead singer, you know, and if you have some attractive bridesmaids that you don't mind getting into trouble with the said singer, then you're the man, aren't you?
My wife listens to your show.
Of course, that's only a joke. He's gay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Woo!
Yeah.
He's
live.
So funny. Here we go then.
Let's go be upstanding for it's the Savior's Day. 'Cause he's the one who wakes us up and gets us on our way. Chris, Dave, Dom, and Carrie, and there's Rachel, who's the boss. And don't forget there's Alan and Tash and Irish Pixie Joss.
Lovely.
The Chris Moyle Show, back on the Fiji Tower, International Radio 1.
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles, from all your friends around the world.
Oh, happy birthday, Moylesy. Wish I was there, dressed in a bikini, jumping out of a big cake for you to give you a big birthday kiss. But obviously, I'm not. So have a lovely day, darling. You're a very special boy.
Hey, pals, Rob DJ here. Happy birthday, mate. All the best.
Hello, Chris, it's Paddy McGuinness. Have a good of me old son and we'll have a drinky dranky drew next time I'm down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds nice. you know, it's just Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Duets. And Nasty Girl, it's Radio 1, and it's about whatever time it is, and we're live from the BT Tower. It's my birthday, Dave!
Yay!
I am 25 today, which is, it's a milestone in my life.
How does it feel to be a quarter of a century old?
Well, I've got to say, Dave, I feel quite fresh and young still.
Does it feel better than the last time?
What do you mean?
Last time.
Last time you're a quarter of a century old.
No, last year I was 24, right. Obviously, and then this year I'm 25.
Okay.
Hello. Dave, losing the plot there, Dave.
Crazy man.
A high altitude, setting your brain a bit skew if there, of course. And it's your birthday in April, isn't it? How old will you be?
I will be 25 also.
25 also.
Because I'm literally 2 months younger than you are.
That's right. And all of us, of course, as you all know, are 15 years younger than Dominic, who reads the news. Right, let's do this. What was that, Dominic? What do you want?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine. Granddad. Right, sing along time.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire and all the weakest link? Just to be one and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Job CDs or office stuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Oh, that's not the worst. Where's the bed? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Now, the jingle singers were miming. Did you see that? They were miming along to the whole thing.
It's because it's their work.
Well, yeah, and they do a very good job with it as well. Right, so, Celebrity Tarzan then. It should have been the drone, but don't worry. We have a new Celebrity Tarzan. Is it here, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, right. Tell me who you think this is.
Ah.
Is that it? Blimey.
And again.
Ah.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Do you know, already that's almost as irritating as the last one.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yep.
Ah.
Is it Jimmy Savile?
It's not Jimmy, is it? No, but you...
Ah.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this...
By the way, I don't know who this is.
Is this now Slim to Tarzan's number, Rachel, or are they here?
It says normal.
Okay, all right then, okay. Interesting.
And again?
Ah.
No, it's obviously somebody who's quite reluctant to do it.
Mm.
Oh, bloody hell, I'll do it, whatever, rotate.
Ah.
Well, if you think you know, then give us a ring, 08700 100 100. So we are starting again with brand new prizes. Our good mate Kanye West, you can win his album Late Registration, which is brilliant. So give us a ring, 08700 100 100. We're starting new. Who the hell is that?
Ah.
That is going to get quite annoying.
I'm just hoping that it doesn't last as long as the last one, which was, what, about 11 or 12 days, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we're going to bring the new rule in. If it hasn't gone for 2 weeks, we just stop playing it.
Okay.
It's the only mystery voice competition on radio where you don't hear the voice. I think it's a winner. I really do. Right, let's play a record, and then we're back with another surprise in a second. This is Sir Michael Bolton, by the sound of things, isn't it?
So how can we be lovers?
No, Dave. Do you know who this is?
Who is?
It's Embrace. You've not heard this yet?
No.
From the new album?
No.
Okay. This is a great track. This is Nature's Law, Embrace.
I tried to find...
I like that.
It's a really good album. I listened to it the other day. Embrace and Nature's Law and the new album, This New Day, will be coming out at the end of March.
That's come out quick, hasn't it? Because you remember when we had them on the show at the end of, when was it? It was the end of October, end of November?
Yeah.
They were just about to go and mix that and work on the tracks.
Really good. Big fan of Embrace. Morning, boys, if you're listening. Chris, please, if you will, say thanks to Richard's in-laws. Richard is our...
Good morning, everybody!
Just to recap, by the way, if you've just sort of woken up and tuned in, obviously we have the jingles every day sung specially for the show, and today, because it's your birthday, the jingle singers are here live.
Hello.
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 Hello. I've never heard them sounding so posh. And Rich wants me to say to Richard's in-laws, Sue and Roger, for travelling all the way down from Sunderland to Loch After... Because you can't write at all. Right? To Lock, Look doesn't have an E in it. After Baby Scarlet, so Rich could come and celebrate my birthday today. So thank you to Sue and Roger. All right?
Thank you, Chris.
Cheaper than a proper nanny, eh, man?
Yeah.
And JK, who's Joel's here, he popped up to see us.
Where is Jason?
Jason has sent me a text saying, happy birthday, pal. Jingle sound amazing. So well done to you.
We're here.
Sorry I can't be there, but I've got water ski jump training today. So, because he's training for the games, of course.
All because right. He's now not injured.
That's correct.
Right, shall we move on and do some more surprises?
Yes.
Okay, now...
We're at the top of the BT Tower.
Now, we're in a whole circular room.
Yeah.
Right, with huge windows overlook the whole of London. So come for a little walk with me.
Okay.
Because I have somebody I'd like you to meet.
Brilliant.
This is very exciting.
Hi, Dom and Carrie.
And if this...
If this works, I will be delighted. Okay, because we haven't rehearsed this.
The views are absolutely amazing.
We're walking around, we have a whole panorama of central London in front of us, and look who it is.
Yes!
Please.
Galloping, that's our way. Happy birthday, Chrissy.
Jazz and Dave.
Please. I don't care. Become bad here. Love. I've got my beer and I'm sorted out. Become bad here.
Become bad here.
I've got my beer and I'm sorted out. And the sideboard here. I've got my beer and I'm sorted out. I don't care. Become bad here. Mother sorted out. Happy birthday, Chris Moyles.
Thank you very much, boys. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, do you know, I can't believe you got Chaz and Dave here.
And they're here and they're going to be
on Radio 1.
There you are.
They will be here all morning. They are effectively our house band.
Let me say hello. Hello.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Hello, Chaz or Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chaz or Dave. thank you. I hope you're not scared of heights, by the way, you two.
No, we can jump out in a minute.
As long as there's a window there.
Is this early for you two?
Yeah.
Very early,
well, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys are legends.
Thank you. So are you, mate.
I know. We're three legends together.
Lovely job.
This is great. Ladies, Chaz and Dave. Oh, you guys, this is brilliant.
So they'll be here till 10 o'clock.
So you're here all morning.
And then we'll do more songs.
Well, you could teach Richard, our jingle singer, some, how to sing in key.
We certainly will.
can we have the happy birthday song once more?
Can we have it again? Snow galloping, that's our way. Happy birthday, Chrissy. I don't care. Become bad here. Got my beer and a sideboard here. Let a mother sort it out. And become bad here. Become bad here. Got my beer and a mother sort it out. And a sideboard here. Got my beer. Let a mother sort it out. I don't care. Become bad here. Mother sort it out. Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Brilliant. Hey, listen. While I'm here, can I ask you to just. You know the snooker loopy bit, right? Can you just do that for me again, right? But instead of snooker loopy, can you say Rooney loopy? As in, I have an idea for the FA for an England song.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just want to hit writing on it then.
Yeah, well, I just, you know.
Is that all you've got so far?
Rooney loopy. I think it might work.
Rooney loopy, that's our way. We're all Rooney loopy.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what, with a verse and a chorus, you're there, Pat.
Don't you think, lads, wouldn't that be good? You're football fans as well, so, you know, that'd be good. We all get free tickets to Germany.
That sounds all right.
Chaz and Dave, ladies and gentlemen. How cool is that? From the top of the BT Tower. That was your cue, Alan.
So sorry.
It's all right.
Top of the tower, as in rehearsal.
Thank you, boys. I'll chat with you later on. I'm so excited. This is great. This is better than going to, Stringfellas.
It's good, isn't it?
Right, so more surprises coming up. Richard, our jingle singer, will be... Do you want to sing with Chaz and Dave later?
Love to.
Yeah, you're not good enough. let's get some more news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's just gone 8:01.
Families of murder victims need more help.
And on rapers and...
...for most of England this morning.
When can I play it?
Hang on.
Right, okay.
Drier in Wales and the northwest. Hang on. With some sunshine in Scotland. And... No. Ready? Northern Ireland.
Okay.
That's it. 8:05.
The jingle singers are going to sing the Celebrity Tarzan jingle live.
Yay!
Yeah. See, you cheer, everybody else goes, okay. And when we played the Celebrity Tarzan jingle just before the news at 8:00, right, when we went into the record, I heard one of the jingle singers go, so we were up all night learning that, we're not even singing it live.
Yeah, it was me.
But you are going to sing it live, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, do you want me to play the intro first, or are you pretty
sure?
Would you? Yeah, okay, so this is how it will work, okay? I'll go, one, two, three.
Let's play.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, you're winning. When he played every day, 5 days a week, since January. It only took like 5 hours to record. Are you sure you're going to be all right with marzipan now, Andrea?
I think so, Chris.
All right, okay, you ready?
Yeah,
here we go!
Let's play the game that will make you think. The new billionaire or the weakest link. The prize is to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff, chart CDs or office stuff, some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our Celebrity Tarzan, Celebrity Tarzan.
Yay! Yay!
Chaz, Dave and Richie.
Yeah, Rich is drunk already, isn't he? Right, so, Celebrity Tarzan then. It's a brand new one. We just played it a few seconds ago. Once again, I've no idea. It sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is, if that makes any sense. All right. Steve Miller. Morning, Steve.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve. Abra, abra, cadabra. I want to reach out and grab you.
Cheers, mate.
Do you understand that?
See what I've done there? I've taken the popular hit Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band and worked it around you.
Oh, you're a joker.
Yeah. Well, some people say I'm a space cowboy.
Well, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, all right, that's Steeler's wheel. I think you're fine. Anyway, right. How old are you?
I am 27 today!
Hooray! You should have come up and joined the party.
I should. I would like to see Long Man and yourself and Dave and everyone, Rachel, and if I've missed anyone out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, missed out on loads of people. But I love the fact that Long Man gets a mention first.
Top Billy.
Yes, Long Man's cool though. I like Long Man. You and him get on well.
I don't know where Long Man is actually.
He's there.
Hello, Long Man!
Hello to you.
You've got a fan.
Hello, Long Man!
And once again, Long Man, it's another man, just like your MySpace website, full of men.
I want a spam sandwich, tell him.
Whereabouts are you, Steve?
I am in the middle of the Cotswolds, Evesham.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Lovely.
A lovely part of Wales. And have you had any presents so far?
I haven't, actually. I'm just about to go in for breakfast after finishing a morning's work to see my lovely girlfriend, Lucy, actually. Hopefully she's got me something.
So you've finished work now?
Well, just morning's work, yes, on my dairy farm, you see, so I've got 5:30 and...
God love you.
Like milk and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I got you. That's how this that dairy thing works. Maybe cheese thrown in as well, but I don't, all things dairy, you know?
All things dairy.
If you're lactose intolerant, you don't want to be going out with this guy. Anyway, so, should we have a go and see if you can win a CD?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, let's have another listen to it then. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yes, please.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, Steve Miller, 27 years old today. Tell me, who is today's Celebrity Tarzan?
Chris, today I think the Celebrity Tarzan is Roy Walker!
Ooh, that might be a good call. Ooh. Dave?
I don't know.
I love Rachel. She keeps doing the thumbs in case we haven't seen
it's
her.
It's a thermometer.
I'm creating a bit of tension, love.
Rachel is going down.
Tension.
Guess what, Steve?
What?
It's the wrong answer. Never mind, my friend.
No problem, mate. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No one won a silly game. So listen in tomorrow and we'll do it again. If you think you know, come on and have a go. To see if you can win Celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Beautiful! That is so funny, man.
That is my favourite part of the show.
But I think the funniest bit is watching the panic in their faces. And then watching Sandy's panic when he realises they're half a second early. And he's got this. Slow down. Oh, man.
It's brilliant.
Oh, what's that with your kid up there? Right. Is that another jingle? Is that an instrumental jingle? So you want them to do another one? Okay.
They're keeping you busy, you
know. Tell you what. Do you know how much these singers cost per session? Well, Andrew and Lincoln are more expensive than Rich, but I tell you, I'm only joking, of course.
Yes, they know you are.
Oh, I know. Right, so we'll have another jingle, and then we'll play a record. I have no idea what the hell's going on. You ready?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Happy birthday, Chris Miles.
Woo!
Yeah.
Why is he an American?
Happy birthday to you. Let's sing hip hip hooray. We're here for Chris to celebrate his very special day. He says he's in his 20s, but we don't believe his tales. The only time he's 24 is when he's on the scale.
That's not even funny.
Sorry, Greg,
mate.
Not
even funny.
Chris Miles Show. Hey, fatty boom boom. International Radio 1.
Yeah, thanks very much, hilarious.
Right, your cab's here, by the way.
Yeah, good. It's 8:10, it's Wednesday morning, it's the birthday show for the BT Tower, live at Radio 1.
I'm thinking about my dough bill.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles, from all your friends around the world.
Lo Brechlo Son of Ditch. Happy birthday in Gaelic, Chris, just for you, from your friend Annie Mac.
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles. It's Maggie from GLC.
Hello, hello, happy birthday to you. Hello, hello, it's good to hear you. We say hooray, hooray, it's Chris Moyles' birthday. We say hooray, hooray, please tell us, your age. Hello, a big happy birthday to Chris. Woohoo! Lots of love from Justin and Mr. Tumble.
Right, there you go. Good morning, everybody, wherever you are listening around the UK or indeed around the world. It's the Chris Moyles Show. It's my birthday. Go, shorty. We're live from the BT Tower. The views are getting better and better as the clouds clear.
It's not the best day, though, is it, to be fair?
When you all woke up this morning, because I obviously didn't know we're coming here, when you all woke up, did you all look outside and go, ah, rubbish, it's rainy, it's drizzly, but it's great. And on a clear day, because I've been up here before, but at night, but I've been told, on a clear day, over there, you can see the new Wembley.
Yep.
And other great sites.
And other sites around London.
Yeah,
you see for miles and miles in every direction because we have a whole sort of 360 panoramic view.
As we look out the window now from where we are, right, Dave?
Yes.
Over there.
There's our old gym.
That's our old gym that you and I paid for months and months but didn't actually
go. We went about four times, didn't we?
Yeah, and that's the old bill. That's the old radio station. I used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the park we used to train in.
And if you carry on up that road, you get to your house.
Yeah, that's right. You can go that way. There's many ways.
You can go around that way and then
isn't our mixed pub over there somewhere as well?
Yeah. Anyway, enough chitter-chat. Do you want to move on with some more surprises?
Yeah, I want to hear you say the word chitter-chat again.
Chitter-chat.
Okay,
right.
Lovely.
This way, let's go for a walk again.
Okay.
Because before, the last time we did this,
I walked
you round here to the secret guest area, and waiting in the wings were my friends Charles and David, or Chaz and Dave, as they like to be known. But we have some more guests. So come this way.
I was very impressed with Chaz and Dave, by the way.
Okay, come here.
I don't know who this is, by the
way. Okay, right, now, close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes, come here.
My eyes are closed.
Come here.
God, I hope they're women.
Well, they're not women.
Oh,
they're
rubbish.
Men.
Okay.
There's four of them. That's right.
G4.
Open your eyes, and welcome McFly.
Hey! Thank God it's not G4.
Can you imagine you would have been gutted if they were still
there? Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you very much.
Now,
wow.
The idea is that they've obviously come in to provide some more music.
They must have a record out to plug.
Well, they have.
Don't.
No, you don't.
No. It's just for you.
Well, God love you.
But because it's your special day, they've specially done a song for you.
Okay.
This isn't just one off the shelf.
Okay.
This is specially commissioned, specially written and interpreted for you on your special day.
Look how bored the drummer looks because he's not that involved.
And the bass player.
And yeah. who's looking more and more like somebody from Westlife, don't you think?
A little bit. Don't narc them yet, they haven't performed yet.
No, I'm joking, obviously.
So, lads, in your own time, if you would take it away, please.
Okay.
For Mr. Chris.
Okay, we'll try this one. Right, this is called All About Chris.
Oh, wicked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's all about Chris. It's all about Chris Moyles. It's all about Chris. It's all about Chris. Yesterday we got a call from Rachel Jones. Said she had to try and plan a party for you. She told us she needed a band and had tried you too. But when they refused, she said the McFly would do. So we had to cobble some lyrics, especially for you. But if you don't stick our song on the playlist, we'll go to Radio 2. So Chris Moyles, we hope you do like this song for you. Even though we know you would, but we fed you too. Yeah.
Oh, freestyling.
guitar solo.
It's like we got Slash here.
And we are all delighted to be here to celebrate with you. Because, Chris, we know that it's an occasion when you turn 32.
25.
Best to you, Chris Moyles. We just wanted to come along and play a song for you all to sing along. 'Cause 7 million can't all be wrong. The listeners love you.
The listeners love you.
Yes, they all love you, Moyles. It's all about you.
It's all right, happy birthday.
Brilliant.
That was class. Thank you very much, guys. That was brilliant. And you hit them high notes. I never realised how low you sing in that. Because I've done a parody of that and it's very high. Thanks for you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Kian. That was brilliant. Man, that was great. That was really good. And now I feel embarrassed. Are you going for the England official World Cup song this year?
Don't know.
Okay, all right.
You could write a song for them as well.
Dave, that was a yes. Look. that was a... How do you know about that? Wow. Well, thank you very much. Who wrote the lyrics?
Dougie.
Did he write that? Man,
I think it was that guy.
Was it you?
Hello.
That was very good.
Thank you very much.
Man, your PRS checks are going to come flooding
in. I know. I'll tell you what, make a fortune off this show today.
Seriously, you've got to get around the corner and register yourself as a composer.
With Sandy.
Yeah, the boys will tell you.
Okay.
It's easy. We've got a music publishing company standing by it. We'll have a chat after the show. So, but thanks very much. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that.
No.
You having a good day?
I'm having a great day. Have you been up here before?
Never been up here. The one below turns around, you know.
I know it does, yeah.
Above then. Yeah. Are we above or below?
But we can't be on that floor because all the plugs will come out the sockets as you move around.
Pull the wires out.
Would have been nice, though.
Can you see your house from here? Have you had a little look?
I see my old school. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, over can that you? Way.
Oh, big house, one with the clock on it.
Which one was what?
The one with the clock on it. That's our house.
Oh, God, there's the London Eye. Look at that.
One house to the right of it.
Oh, what, the big one?
Yeah.
And there's Centre Point, that's where you used to sleep rough, Dave. Well, thank you very much, McFly, ladies and gentlemen. That was brilliant. Are you hanging around for a little drinky poo and all that?
If you want us to hang around for a drinky poo, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I know you will. Drink problem, being rehab by the time. By the time you get to my age, mate, be on one of them Where Are They Now programs. Thank you very much, McFly. Right, let's play some Snoop Dogg and then continue with more of the birthday show live on Radio 1. How good was McFly?
Turned out nice, didn't it?
Did you write that?
Yeah.
I thought that sounded really, really good, man.
Thank you very much, but it was credit to them for actually putting it together.
Yeah, they were. And I thought the drummer was brilliant on that. He did a remarkable job. I thought he was really, really good. Rachel, you look as though you want to say something.
It was Dr. Dre, not Snoop Dogg. Mine's
Dr. Do you know what? Don't worry. Who cares? It's the birthday show. Mm. It's all good. It's all fine.
It's about us, Rachel.
And are there more surprises coming up?
There are more surprises coming up. I've just actually seen, because I had forgotten what the next segment was.
Right.
And I've just seen, and it's good. It'll make you chuckle. I do need
to ask a question, though. Where are the women?
Where's the women?
Where are the women?
Well, you're Sophie's here.
Andrea, obviously, and Rich. You know, we have two jingle singers, the two female. Well, one's female, the other one's just, you know, confused.
You've got your beautiful girlfriend. Rachel's here. Carrie's here.
Hi.
There's a whole assortment of women.
Yeah, but where are the women?
Well, we haven't got lap dancers
first
for you.
Why not?
Oh, have I given it away now?
Long man. Chaz and Dave's still here, by the way. We're going to hear more from them later.
Yeah, more from them later.
Okay, all right. They'll be around the back having some jelly deals or something, I'm sure. Anyway, so... More stuff still to come on the show, but I can't tell you what because I've absolutely no idea. But let's play some songs from Hardfire next. You fancy a bit of that,
yes,
Dave?
Yes, please.
All right. After we get some news from Dominic, it's just gone 8:31.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
On the main news this morning, relatives of murder victims say they're not getting the help they need.
I just told my players to be with the eyes open and to be very careful.
Rangers take on Villarreal at Ibrox, while in the Premiership, Newcastle host Charlton. A massive blow for Welsh rugby fans. Their influential captain Gareth Thomas is out for the rest of the...
As I was saying, it's Hard Fight and Cash Machine. All right, what was that last bit of sport, by the way, Carrie?
I'm blaming your moon, because you did that.
Carrie, why did you play Hard Fight in the middle of the sports bulletin?
I just wanted to have a breather.
Okay. Right, fair enough.
Get a bit of breakfast in, yeah, and then carry on.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I think I was talking about Gareth Thomas. He's the Wales captain. He's out of the rest of the Six Nations.
Oh, no, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Bless him. He's damaged an artery in his neck, poor fella.
Oh.
Yeah, but
do you know what the funniest thing is, though, Carrie? Is that even with that interruption, we're still in sport earlier than we are normally.
I know.
It's still only 8:39.
And one final bit from me. Yeah. Big day for the men's curlers at the Olympics.
Oh,
and I'm not talking about hair curlers.
They
play their semi-final against Finland this evening. A win means they'll be guaranteed at least a silver medal.
Let's talk about weather again.
Yeah.
It's a bit clearer now than it was earlier, but it's cold and cloudy generally, with showers across much of England, brighter in Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Newman improves, one road travel with the fabulous Dominic
Byrne. And it's time to say hello again.
I love how we're just carried on as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, you know, it's professionals.
Yeah.
Time to say hello again to Jessica Cockhill.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cockhill.
Jessica lives on Sandringham Drive, which is in Leeds, of course. Jessica is 20 years old. She says Sandringham Drive is a bit busier now and a bit foggier. There are dogs and people around. Jessica likes watching television.
Goodbye from me.
And Jessica, again, would very much like to say...
Chris!
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Thanks very much, weirdo.
More from Jessica, who's not a weirdo, at 9:30.
Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic.
Cocoa.
Yeah. That was lovely, Mike. Thank you. It's now 8:40.
Beautiful. Right. Do you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't have the jingle. I keep forgetting that the jingle singer's alive. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry, you two and Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, we have live jingle singers if you just switch to Radio
it's
1.
Brilliant.
I think we got that already. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
after
ready.
3, 4.
I'll just sing that bit again.
Happy birthday, Chris.
I'll just sing that bit again.
God, you can't do it. You notice the Rich is getting more and more cocky as the morning goes on.
Stand by.
All right.
Oh, what a super show this is. We hope you're having fun. With us, the team to make you smile from Fabulous Radio 1. Another year older, Chris, but you're still looking great. Our number one DJ and entertainment heavyweight.
You wrote that, Dave.
Yeah,
I thought you'd tell.
Live from the BT Tower, International Radio 1.
Brilliant, lovely.
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles, from all your friends around the world.
Happy birthday, big fella. It's Spoonie from Weekend Breakfast. You know, the show that you never get to listen to because you're out walking or running or continuing your detox. Anyway, Molesy, have a fantastic day, and hopefully I'm still here next year to say happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, Chris. Love and kisses from me, your favourite plugger, Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Chris Moles off the radio. Happy birthday to you. All right, Chris, it's Preston. Have a lovely day.
Good complex, cock it and pull it.
Oh, I love a bit of cock it and pull it. on Radio 1. It's 10 to 9.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good. I am, yeah, I'm looking forward to having a proper walk around the top of this tower so I can see the views of London, because you've only let me walk to certain areas because of surprises.
Well, that's because we're up here on the 33rd floor of the BT Tower, and we've got a whole 360 view of London. But you can't go behind you, because that's what we call the guest holding area.
Right.
And that's where all the magic happens.
That's where Chaz and Dave are currently hanging out.
That's where Chaz and Dave are, and where McFly are, and where whoever else mystery people might be lurking.
So I was very impressed with Chaz and Dave, by the way.
Well, they'll be back doing some more music in
a bit. I can't wait. And by the way, Rooney Loopy, do you like how that sounds?
It works, yeah.
I'm telling you.
As I say, if you get a couple of verses done, you've got a song there.
If anybody from the FA is listening, seriously, we've got an audience of 7.5 million. I can jot out some brilliant lyrics, and I'm sure Chaz and Dave would be up for it.
Sign us up.
Yeah. What was their football song? They did a football song, didn't they?
Chaz and Dave did. They've done load.
Anyway. There goes Reese mumbling in the background.
Right. Shall we proceed then?
Yeah, okay.
Well, basically, to set this up, you've been up to the top of the tower before, have you not?
Yes, I have.
And what was the occasion when you were last here?
It was Children in Need.
That's right.
Is it Pudsey Bear?
Because they do many, many good things here, many bits of charity work. And yeah, the man that showed you around the last time wanted to come and see you again. And here he is.
It is Pudsey Bear!
It's Pudsey Bear.
This is going to be a brilliant interview, isn't it? Oh!
Whoa, okay.
I'll come to you, Pudsey.
Stand still.
Okay, I'll come to you, Pudsey. Oh, good lord. Hey, you're a bit fruity for Pudsey Bear, aren't you? Blimey.
Right, stand still there.
Hello. Oh, Pudsey's kissing me.
Okay, so he wants to come and say hello and to welcome you back to the tower.
Yes.
Because he thought that'd be good.
There's somebody in the suit, isn't there?
Well, Chris.
Yes?
What time is it?
Oh, no, please, no.
It's Chico's time!
Thank you very much. I was just thinking, he's a bit animated, this Pudsey, isn't he? Knocking things over.
How are you?
Pudsey, you're
right in my eye.
Chico, you are Pudsey Bear.
How are you, Sam?
I'm very well. How are you? Thank you very much, man. Oh,
can I just
mate.
Explain, by the way, the minor panic that we just had 5 minutes ago backstage? Because literally, as that record was finishing, we couldn't find the Pudsey outfit.
Really?
Chico was upstairs trying to fashion something else by way of a disguise.
How do you convince Chico's agent that dressing him up as Pudsey Bear is going to be a good career move for him?
Well, you know. I rule nothing out,
but
Chris,
do you know what? It fits a treat, though, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was supposed to have something out. I had a present for you, but they wouldn't let me give it to you, man.
Oh, really? What was your present?
It was a bit... I can't really
okay,
say.
Okay, all right, okay.
I've got it upstairs for you.
All right, then. Talking to the microphone. Come on, remember your training. How's it all going, Chico?
Absolutely fantastic. We've got the tour going. The single comes out on Monday.
What's the single called?
It's Chico time. It's Chris Moyle's time right now.
Well, it is. It is Chris Moyle's time. Can I just say, you dressed as Pudsey Bear is absolutely hilarious. I think that is genius. Do you know what Dave says to me? What time is it? I was actually thinking to myself, 8:52.
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah, it's 8:52. Well, you look great. Now, I think you should go out on in town with this outfit.
So how about let's do it and celebrate on your birthday.
Can we go to a pub afterwards with Chico dressed up?
Go on, let's do it. Let's do it.
How funny would that be? Yeah.
Why not?
Do you know what we could do? We could get Spearmint Rhino open early. Tell you around the corner. Pudsey can sit there, right, with a load of women all over him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
As long as you're there.
Well, obviously, if the girlfriend allows it, obviously. But only for... No, she's shaking.
She's shaking her head.
Sophie's shaking her head.
I cannot do nothing.
So are you doing the tour at the moment?
Yeah, we're in Sheffield tonight.
Oh, my God, you're busy now.
Man, that was crazy.
Now, you're comparing the tour.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of co-hosting it a little bit.
Oh, co-hosting
Yeah, doing a little bit of hosting.
You should have been doing all of it. who else is doing it?
I'd say everyone's doing it. Everyone is absolutely fantastic. I've got to say, it's kind of turned out a lot better than I expected.
Yeah.
It really is fantastic. Everyone is getting fantastic.
And it's all arenas, isn't it? It's all the big arenas. I mean, so kind of 15,000
people. If you'd have told me
nine months
ago, I would be sitting there performing to 10,000 people every night.
And be honest, Chico, who gets the biggest cheers at you?
No, do you know what? Everybody gets a good cheer, but Shane gets a really good cheer.
You and Shane.
Listen to me.
You're the stars, aren't you? But you are, aren't you? Go on, Chico. You are.
Listen, I'll let you say that. I can't say that. No, but everybody's doing brilliant. Everybody is fantastic. And the thing is, we're so diverse. There is something for everybody, and it's just a matter of taste. Depends what you like.
And it's all the X Factor finalists.
Yeah, it's Maria, Nicholas, Brenda.
How's Maria?
Oh, she is gorgeous.
She's fine.
She is absolutely just kicking it.
Have you cupped off with her yet?
No, man. I know her husband. He's a good man.
Okay, of course you're talking about. And
but you would.
And right,
it's his birthday. We can talk.
Well, exactly. You know. And Andy, is he singing as well?
Andy, he's got his new single. He's performing his new single on there.
All right, lovely.
I think people are going to be very.
Brenda, she's singing.
Oh, she's.
She's got a hell of a voice.
She is big and everything. Voice, big heart, big personality, big butt. Love it.
Oh!
but that's good.
And you know, do you have dancers? You must have cut off with somebody on the tour.
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Hey, in that outfit, you'll be laughing, Chico.
I'll tell you.
It's all for good cause, love.
It's pussy time. Should we play the record?
Go for it, my man.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to introduce it?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chico time. Hey! What time
is it? Oh, man, how funny was that?
I know it's a bit random today.
So funny. Everybody has to go and buy the record. Chico, when's the record out? Monday?
Hello? Yeah, Monday is coming out, the 27th, which is this Monday coming up.
Where's he gone?
I'm back. I want to come back.
That's so funny. We couldn't see him, but he's got a microphone. Hey, man, what do you think of the views from up here? This is
the most amazing view. I couldn't believe it, actually. And I never knew that this actually rotated.
It's
very, very unbelievable.
That's why the plug came out before.
This is actually better than seeing it through the London Eye.
I tell you, this is. Have you seen your house yet? Can you find your house?
Don't know where I am. I'm a bit delirious.
That's Regent's Park down there. That's Regent's Park, and then the Marylebone Road. And
I live kind of Greenwich Way. Okay. Where Greenwich is.
There you go. So if you want to go to Robbie's house while he's here, take him at least 45 minutes to an hour to get back through traffic.
Especially in that outfit.
It takes me, about 25 minutes to get out of this outfit.
So listen, everybody, if that just made you laugh, you have to buy Chico's record on Monday.
Thank you very much. That's there you go. Without them, there is no me. And with their help, I might even get to the top spot and say, Simon, see, I told you so. He was talking rubbish.
You didn't have a bet with Simon, did you, about the record? No, he didn't bet with you, did he, or anything like that?
No, he never betted with me, but...
He's too wise for that now, Simon.
But there's a lot of critics out there that, I want to thank.
This is it. It's about Chico time. Very funny. And thank you for dressing up as Pudsey Bear.
Happy birthday, my brother.
I love the fact that he's still in the outfit from the neck down.
And I think we'll be till 10 o'clock.
I think he's got to go out on the street, hasn't he? Just walk past people.
Hi, you're right.
Oh, do you know what?
How about walking past, me and you when you finish, and we'll just go... Walking past again, what time is it?
I think you should go up to somebody dressed in the Pudsey outfit without the head on and just go up to somebody and ask them if they have the time. I think that's very funny. And see if we'll take bets on whether they say Chico time, Pudsey time, or the real time. Chico, everybody, nice one. Yay! Really good. Really
thank
good.
You, guys.
What a man. Oh, that was funny. Can I just say, by the way, hello to Fern and Jodie and Ferg and Tracy and Paul Tunnel and Juliet and Jim and Lisa and my mate Paul Mowat of all text me happy birthday this morning.
Bless them.
And my mum. Thank you. Right, Genius Link, how to get to today's Genius from yesterday's Alanis Morissette, hand in my pocket.
The plural of pocket is pockets, which are what you find on a snooker table. Snooker tables tend to be green, a bit like leaves, grapes and frogs. Frogs are slimy and tend to live in wet places like ponds and stuff. Ponds can be dangerous in the winter when people try and ice skate on them and fall in. Falling is what you'd be doing if you jumped out of a plane and were skydiving with a parachute. The plural of parachute is parachutes, which was the title of the debut album from Coldplay. Coldplay were at the Brits last week, as was Mr. Peter Kay. Peter Kay has famously done a show live from the top of the tower, as in the Blackpool Tower in Blackpool. Yeah. And today we're doing our show live from the top of the tower, except that our tower is the BT Tower in central London, thanks to the nice people from BT's charity programme. There's a plug. And the reason for doing the show 33 floors up, high above the streets of London, is to celebrate the life and works of your friend and mine, Mr. Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1.
Hello.
For today is no ordinary day. Oh no, today is Saviour's Day, which links us to this morning's Tidus Link track.
No.
It's one of your favourites, one of your mum's favourites, and one of my favourites. It is, of course, Saviour's Day by Cliff Richard.
You realise that's a very funny joke, but it's 4 minutes 50.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Of quality. Enjoy.
When I play, it's Chico time again.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Right then, Mum, this is for you, and Rachel's mum, and all mums everywhere who are fans of Sir Cliff Richard. I even know when to pause for the flute things.
It's almost as if you've done this before.
Right. Okay, arms in the air. Everybody sway. Cross the cliff.
Hi, Cliff fans. It's Chris Miles here. Sorry to interrupt your enjoyment of Cliff Richard. I just wanted to say, I hope you're enjoying the show today. And I hope you're also enjoying Cliff Richard's special words. Listen to them, because they're very important. Kiss to the God of the present. Excuse me. Kiss to the God of the present. Kiss to the hope and the future he brings. We will sing to him, sing to him. I think I've got to just interrupt and say, I think it was originally written for Jesus, but just have me in mind. Open your eyes on Savior's day. Just think about me. I mean, not like in a Beatles way, I'm not saying anything like that, but just for this particular moment. Life can be yours if you only stay. You're stuck in your traffic, and it's Savior's day. He is calling you, calling. Although you. I'm not calling you. I'm talking to you.
You're calling us. 08700 100 100.
Well done, Dave. Cliff Richard, Savior's Day on the TDS Link. And just on the very, very off chance that Sir Cliff is listening, both my mum and Rachel's mum are big fans of yours, as we are as well. And feel free to come on the show. We'll have Cliff Day on Radio 1, anytime you like. Just call Rachel. Thank you. Don't call Reese, he doesn't like you. Ring Rachel. Rachel will push it through, it's fine. And I want you to be honest and text us in if you were actually singing along to Cliff, because I know certain people would have been.
It's a long time since that's been played on Radio 1.
Yeah, but I think it'll be another long time since it's played again. Didn't we play it on our first day?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Morning, Sarita, by the way.
Yeah. Does the music department of Radio 1 know where we're playing 5 minutes with a Cliff Richard Savior's Day? No? What a surprise.
It was a last-minute script change.
I love the fact that it was Chico into Cliff Richard.
Yeah. Don't dwell on that.
There's a segue, huh? No wonder Virgin Radio can't catch us in the ratings. They're going to be playing tracks like that. Your station for Chico and Cliff. All day long.
Right.
It's 7 minutes past nine, by the way. Are we doing half-time?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
We got Echo for you.
Yes.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. Right.
Hopefully.
This is
we had a little rehearsal before you got here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's half-time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say, let's get ready to rumble!
Laughed, Dominic.
Do you know what?
It's difficult.
Do you know what? If we'd have just pushed you out the window, you wouldn't have needed to fake it. And I reckon 33 floors is probably the exact length before the drums kick in. Oh, man. Funny, funny.
Should we have some more fun, then?
Huh?
Should we have some more fun?
Okay.
Some more half-time style fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, if you just switched the radio on, it's my birthday, and we're on the BT Tower, on the 33rd floor of the BT Tower overlooking London. It's beautiful so far. Longman was our first guest. Morning, Longman. He's having a chuckle to himself. I don't know why.
What was that?
That's Longman's laugh, by the way.
You're not going to believe this.
Really? Okay. What, my next surprise? Am I not?
Oh, you know, I've just seen what your surprise is, and it's brilliant.
Okay, well, that's a good reaction from Longman.
Okay.
Chico was here dressed as Pudsey Bear for no reason whatsoever. McFly came in, did a song for us. Chaz and Dave are still here, and I've only briefly said hello, so hopefully Chaz and Dave will be on later, and I appreciate absolutely so much them coming in, everybody this morning for the birthday show, and I hope it sounds good.
Okay.
I want to know what Longman was laughing at. In fact, no, I don't think I do.
Now, the thing is, what we're going to do is play an old game, but with a twist.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So if you just stay there, allow me to bring in one of today's star guests for a very special game of Guess Who. Now, the rules of Guess Who normally involve you not being able to see who the person is.
Right.
So in order to get around this in a live studio environment, we have put today's mystery celebrity in a costume. Describe to the people at home what you can see.
Okay. Special celebrity dressed as Darth Vader, but they have one hand on their hip.
Are you wearing motorcycle gloves?
Chris, how are you?
Hello?
How are you, Chris?
I am very well. So do you have a Darth Vader mask on and you're dressed as Darth Vader?
Yes, I am your daddy.
You what?
I'm your daddy.
You're my daddy. This is so wrong on every level. I have to try and guess who you are now.
Yeah. It's not Darth Vader.
First of all, Dave, what is Darth wearing? It looks like a leather nappy. Where the hell did we find this Darth Vader outfit? It's so wrong. Is it on back to front? Okay, all right. So, Mr. Celebrity Guest, have I met you before?
Yes.
Yes, I have. Okay, all right. Would I consider you and I to be pals?
Yes.
Yes, okay, all right. You are a man, by the way. I take it you're a man.
Sort of.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So, by judging by your height, you're taller than Alad and Dave. Okay. All right. Have we ever been out socially?
No.
No. Okay. Would I want to go out socially with you?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. All right. Would I know you from the world of? I'm never going to get this on mic. Would I know you from the world of music?
No.
No. It's not Chico again, then, is it?
No. One guess, two outfits.
So you've been into the studio before,
yeah.
with us, with on the Chris Moyle show.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. I loved the fact they had to look at Alan to check there. Have you been in the studio with us in the last 6 months?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I have no idea who this is. Am I a fan of yours?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Massive.
A massive fan of
massive.
Oh, okay.
Massive.
All right.
Why don't you try and work out what this mystery person does as a regular job, or rather, is most famous for?
Okay. Are you on television regularly?
Yes.
Yes. Are you a presenter? Television presenter.
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay. Are you associated with one channel more than others? So you're a television whore? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You have no idea, do you?
Well, should I, from these clues? Really? I mean, please don't take offence, but you're dressed as Darth Vader with a massive leather nappy on, and you're talking like this!
Okay, by way of speeding the process up
somewhat... See, here's what I think, though. I don't know who you could persuade to dress up like that.
Well, this mystery person is someone who will be familiar to listeners of the Chris Moore Show on a daily basis.
So you ask them to reveal themselves?
This is good. I'm like, oh, let me see the hands. Oh, look, the hands are learning. Oh, my goodness.
You'd hear this person every day on the Chris Moore Show.
It's Roy Ware!
Now...
How are you, Roy?
Good. Happy birthday.
Oh, mate, thank you for coming to London for this.
Can I explain the thought process behind Darth Vader?
Now I understand the leather nappy, because Roy is a consultant.
No, what it was is we thought of Luke Roy Walker. But the thing is that the costume wasn't as good, so we then had to go for Darth Vader. Although I don't think that's the original costume, is it?
So you went with Darth Walker.
This is my mother's.
Can you just do that voice again?
Hello!
That's really weird. Seriously, that's very off-putting.
I thought we'd have known right away with the build.
Well, no, because do you know what I was thinking? Who honestly would they persuade to dress up and with the greatest respect, look like an idiot much? And I should have known it was you.
Thank you, with the greatest respect.
Well, instantly I knew it wasn't Bono. You know?
Too tall for Bono.
He only does Princess Leia. How are you, Roy Walker?
I'm terrific. Yeah.
This is nice to see you. This is good. And you're going away in a few days, aren't you? Aren't you touring or going abroad?
No, I'm shooting down to the Isle of Wight tonight. Yeah, I'm doing some stand-up down there tonight.
See, I even know Roy's dates.
His diary.
Even know his tour dates. Have you been working this week?
Yes, I have. I was up in Newcastle.
How was that?
Yeah, I was listening to you with the Newcastle contingent that you had on, and what have you. So I went up and visited on Saturday night, did a corporate up there.
Roy is doing Roy gigs all over the country, and if there are any student unions that are listening, you can book Roy. As of now, though, by the way, his price has just gone up, because he's very popular and in demand. And for an extra grand, he will do Darth Vader for you.
You can keep that outfit, Roy.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Where did did you? Where is it from? Where is the?
I presume it's from BBC Props, isn't it?
But it is like a leather nappy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, yes.
Is it comfortable?
No, I thought maybe you might have kicked me or something, so I had to put protection on.
I tell you what, you and Pudsey Bear, aka Chico, could have a wrestling match at the top of the BBC Tower. Raise some money for charity.
At one stage earlier on, actually, those outfits were nearly the other way around, because when we lost the Pudsey outfit, Chico nearly had to deputise as Darth Vader.
Right, well, that
and then we were
going to
put Roy and Pudsey, as
yeah.
it were.
Well, what a thought.
Me and Pudsey are like that, you know.
Oh, Roy, it's lovely to see you.
And you too. Merry, many happy returns.
Thank you. He's been drunk again. Look at him, bless him. First thing in the morning, he can't help himself.
The living legend that is Roy Walker. Thank,
thank
you,
very,
you
much.
Very much.
Thank you, dear.
Roy Walker.
Oh, there's a card for you.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
Oh, and a bottle of Guinness.
Oh, look at that. Good Lord, right. Look at... Oh, you're too kind.
It's a pleasure.
Mind you, you've made a fortune out of us. You can afford it. thank you very much.
Thanks for the fortune.
You're more than welcome. Oh, look at that. Have a good one, mate. Love you. Roy Legend. I love that. Oh, brilliant. That was so funny, man. That was really funny. Now, are we going to do BB Busters today? We're not. Oh, wait, okay. We just get Roy to shout out, you're right!
Can't be any more random than the rest of the show, can
you? Right, give us a catchphrase.
A catchphrase?
But, or any one of your lines.
Okay, one of my lines. I was on Breakfast TV yesterday morning, and we were talking about the London Palladium and the Grand Theatre in Blackpool. It's designed by the same architect.
Right.
And the chap who's presenting the radio show on Breakfast said, oh, he said, my house, he lives in my house, he designed my house. You know, I said, oh, has it got a balcony? And he said, no, but thank God I changed it. I was going to say, have you got a royal box?
Right. See, I need to explain. We go for breakfast with Roy. Roy's full of these random stories that don't really go anywhere. but honestly, if you book him, he's a lot funnier in real life.
Everybody's laughing.
You need a couple of drinks for it.
Right, give us it. If you see it, say it.
If you see it, say it.
Oh, that'll do.
We'll just keep pressing and guessing. Love it.
Happy birthday, Chris Moyles, from all your friends around the world.
Hey, DJ Husband, happy birthday. You're not with us today. I shall miss your cheeky smile and your bristly chin rub and morning squeeze. Maybe have a really, really good birthday and eat as many Jaffa cakes as you want, because I know you're a bit partial. I'm really sorry I won't be there to give you your birthday kiss in person, but I have asked Dom to do it on my behalf. Enjoy.
Hi, Mr. Moyes. It's Michelle Cleaner here. I just want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Chrissy, happy birthday, sir. 28 today, wonderful. Looking forward to having a couple of drinkies with you to celebrate. Lots of love, Max.
Ah, bless her.
Another good record.
Katie Tunstall there, Brit winner.
Good that.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, it's 9:26. On top of the BT Tower today, as Dave keeps telling you, on the 33rd floor. Although, one link, we're on the 34th floor. I don't know how that happened. But,
I was on the 34th floor and you're on the 33rd.
And Alan is now pressing the buttons.
Hello.
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 And we have a couple of little bits for me now. I believe are the singer's going to sing something for us? Is that what they're going to do, Sandy? Because okay. Right. Well, I don't know, do I? I don't know what's going on today.
It's me.
And is it you?
Yeah, I'm not going to sing, but I have a special audio treat.
So you just dissing now the jingle singers?
Not dissing them at all. I think they're very good.
So you don't want them to do... They were going to do a song for you, but that's fine.
Perhaps you should do that.
All right, they were going to do Good Morning, Egg for a Head.
No, they weren't going to do that.
That's what they were going to do. No, Good Morning, Egg for a Head.
Listen, right?
Can we just hear what that sounds like before we talk to you?
You don't have to do it. Don't feel as though you're pressured into doing that at all.
Okay, all right, let's have a listen. All right.
Good morning, egg for a head.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
Apparently they just did a Roy Walker jingle to Roy Walker off the air. He's very impressed.
Thank you very
Roy.
Much for the egg work.
Very impressed.
See, there you go.
Chris, I have another audio gift for you on today, your special birthday day.
Right.
You know we interview lots of Hollywood A-listers.
Yeah. Yesterday you interviewed Piers Brosnan.
Yeah, it's not him. But it's a woman...
Right.
Who is a great actress, although at the time was a bit mardy. But but she's nice.
Right.
And she has this for you.
Happy birthday, Chris. I wouldn't recognize you on the street, but I'm sure you're a lovely man.
Isn't that nice? From Reese Witherspoon now.
Ah.
Lovely, yeah.
Lovely. Well, and it's so heartfelt as well.
Yeah, she really did not read that word for word off a page that I'd written for already.
So right, okay. Brilliant. I wouldn't recognise you on the street, but
now,
happy birthday.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
But this is actually very exciting. Do you remember a couple of...
Pierce Brosnan?
No.
No. Would he not do anything for us?
Possibly.
How was that interview yesterday?
Very good.
Yeah?
Very, very good.
Did you ask him the 007 question?
Yes.
Yeah,
we can't play until next week.
No, I know, but can we talk very quickly talk about it?
Yes.
The question, Dominic was interviewing Pierce Brosnan yesterday, and one of the questions we got Dominic to ask was, what did you ask him?
This was towards the end when I kind of warmed him up a bit, and I thought, actually, he is game for a laugh. He's quite up for it. He's quite, you know, quite a jokey guy. He's not a joke. He's obviously a very serious actor. I said, Pierce, just before we go, any tips on who's going to be the next James Bond?
That's brilliant.
He went... I won't tell you what he said, actually. It was very
funny. Okay,
it was very funny. Right, now, 2 weeks ago on the show,
yes,
you grew what can only be described as a terrible moustache.
It wasn't a terrible moustache, it was a My Name Is Earl-esque moustache. A handlebar moustache,
okay,
as I call it.
And you're a big fan of the show, My Name Is Earl.
I am a big fan of the show, My Name Is Earl.
And you grew your face. You grew a lovely My Name Is Earl moustache.
Yeah.
Newsbeat's reporter over in LA.
Right.
Natalie Jameson is over there.
Yeah.
Went to meet him.
Really?
Showed him a picture of you with the moustache.
No, really?
Yes.
Not the one of me in the hard hat looking like one of the village
looking
people.
Looking special, yes, okay. In the hard hat, yeah. And we got this little audio message for you.
Brilliant.
Hi, this is Jason Lee from My Name Is Earl. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I hear you tried to grow a moustache just like mine.
Yes.
I have to say, man, I admire that. Well done, pal.
There you go, just for you.
Brilliant. Oh, that's so nice. That's great.
He was a bit scared when he saw your picture, but we said it's okay.
And nothing from Pierce Brosnan at all?
Pierce Brosnan? No, not really.
Right, okay.
But we do have one more for you.
Really?
Yes.
Hello, Christopher. It's Max Beasley here. Happy birthday, my son. I hope you have a great day. Wonderful. Full of surprises and laughs and giggles. Just to let you know, the next series of Hotel Babylon has been given the go-ahead. And as a lovely birthday treat, I've sorted on a nice walk on park for you.
Hey!
Okay, give me a call.
I will do. Oh, Max Beasley, good luck. I get a walk on park.
Be on the telly.
In Hotel Babylon.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. I want to be in the bar.
I think you will. I don't think it's a bedroom scene, put it that way.
Really?
No.
I don't want a bedroom scene with Max Beasley. No offence. All right, our kid, come on, I've only got 5 minutes. That would be wrong. I love, can I hear the My Name Is Earl thing again? Oh, that was great. Can I hear that again?
Absolutely, here
we
go.
Oh, brilliant, all right.
Hi, this is Jason Lee from My Name Is Earl. Hey, Chris, I hear you tried to grow a mustache just like mine.
Yeah.
I have to say, man, I admire that.
Thanks.
Well done, pal.
That is so great.
Good.
I'm loving that show.
Good.
Oh, by the way, Sophie, I'm taping today's show on Sky Plus. I had to delete Friday night's episode to get some space up.
In trouble now. Look at that.
You crossed a couple of things off his list, don't we? It's the same every week. Right, what should we do? Should we do some news next, Dom? Are you ready for some news, you two? All right, let's go for it then. And the next half hour, I'm right in saying we have a knees up with Chaz and Dave.
Correct.
Bring your friends and tell everybody, tune every radio in the office to Radio 1, because Chaz and Dave are going to be entertaining us in the next half hour here on National Radio 1. After we get some news and sport with Dominic Ancari, it's 9:31.
Families of murder victims say they need more help.
And the Gunners break Britain's duck at the Bernabeu.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Relatives of murder victims say they're not getting the help they need to get through such a devastating experience. The study by the victim... Almost exactly 9:35.
I said, Alan was miming along to that jingle there, and you mimed the words wrong.
Yeah, I know, sorry. I sing to them every morning. I don't know why I got that one wrong.
Okay,
it's because the pressure they stood in front of me, that's why.
Okay, all right. Dominic.
Hello.
Carrie.
Yes?
Because we have a bit of an audience here today. Can we show them what happens when you get tickled?
No.
Okay, all right.
Just hey, Dom.
I didn't touch you. I actually didn't touch you then. That's amazing.
Just once.
Please don't.
Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Go on, Dom, after three.
No, no, she said please don't. One, two, three. No. Oh, are you all right, Carrie? Carrie, you okay?
Oh, I just hit my hand on the window.
Do you want to kiss it better?
Sorry, yes. About that. I was just
following
orders.
No.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Are you all
right? Right, do you want some prezzies then?
Fine now.
I love that you can hear the background Dom going, are you all right? Yes, presents.
Yeah, presents.
Presents, right. I like presents.
Okay, these are kind of in order of greatness, so we'll start with the least impressive, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, these are from me, and I wrapped them myself.
It's wrapped in Barbie wrapping paper.
Yeah, well, it was either that or Christmas paper.
That looks beautiful.
So this is for you, and it's kind of topical of a sort.
It's a book called The Writer's Way. Realise your creative potential and become a successful author.
You see, because you're now an author.
Is this to help me with the writing of my autobiography and diary, i.e. Autobadiary?
Yes.
Which I'm hoping to release in hardback later on this year.
It's a book about how to write a book.
Brilliant.
So it's full of top tips, and also the writing's really big as well, and it's not got many pages.
No, that's okay.
So it's good.
That's what my book is, with lots of pictures.
So that's the first one.
All right, thank you, mate.
Present number two.
Again, wraps it. Oh, this is quite heavy. Wraps in Barbie wrapping paper.
That too is from me.
Okay.
And we also have something from Longman in a minute. Now, this is kind of connected with yesterday's show. If you remember, we were talking about certain things. Don't look scared.
Right.
But this will be a good present for where we are at the moment, perhaps, which is why I gave it to you now and not later.
Binoculars! I've got... Now, am I the only bloke who's obsessed with binoculars? Because if I go to someone's house and they have binoculars, I have to have a look.
Well, now you have your own pair, so you too can perv on your neighbours from the comfort of your own home.
It's not that reason. It's to look at the trees. Thank you very much.
I thought they'd be nice for up here, so...
Thank you, mate.
And Longman has a very special present, which he's brought with him.
Really sweaty hands.
I know.
Oh, look at this. It's a big picture. Oh, it's a framed. Oh, look at that.
How about that?
It's a signed Leeds shirt, Reese.
Get out to Leeds.
There you go. That does nothing with everybody else here, but still. Oh, but who's that from, Longman?
That's from Dave Hancock and Alt Lads at Leeds United.
Dave Hancock is the gay guy, the gay physio guy.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. That'll rib him for about 3 months. And a little football, so we're going to have a kick about the top of the tower. Hey! It'll be just like the Soccer Six when he tried to take the shins off that fella from Razorlight, Longman.
No comment.
Right. Okay. Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much to Leeds. Thank you very much to Dave Hancock. That's brilliant. Oh, Alice Allard, it's a signed Leeds shirt.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Great.
What does that mean to you?
Nothing.
Do you want to go through some of the names on there?
Yeah.
See, that's Pele.
Right.
There. That's Maradona.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's Ronaldinho.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is Alan somebody on there?
Not anymore.
Oh, sorry.
But you're fine, he's anyway, get well soon, Al. Anyway, right, let's move on. Once again, Alan's not helping. Shall we have another live jingle?
Yeah!
Happy birthday,
Fern. Oh, brilliant, okay. And now, go on.
And Roy Walker's going to join in,
Chris. Fabulous.
That was my fault, sorry.
Roy Walker is going to join in on the jingles. Lord, help us all.
Just for you, Chrissy.
Thanks, Lincoln.
Check it out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Check it out.
This time, next birthday, you'll be on radio too.
You'll be on radio too.
Beautiful, thank you very much. And how impressive was Roy Walker's human beatbox there? That was brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Who'd have thought he could have done such a thing?
Brilliant.
All right, thank you very much, guys. All right, lovely. Let's carry on then.
A few surprises, Chris, but will there be some more? Some other secret guests still hiding behind the door. We've met Chico and McFly and also Chaz and Dave. The greatest show on earth is here to brighten up your day. The Chris Moyle Show, live from the BT Tower, International Radio 1.
It paused on me, I pressed it. Sorry, I pressed it, I apologise.
DJ Allard in the house.
I pressed it.
Can you just do the last bit again, the Chris Moyle Show bit again with the International Radio 1, and then Allard might be able to actually press the play button on the CD.
I pressed it.
Alright, okay.
The Chris Moyle Show,
live from the BT Tower,
International Radio 1.
Go, Allard, go!
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does.
I'm like one of the professional jingle singers.
ooh, ooh. Shooby dooby doo boo. Scooby.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, what a pro.
I was going to pretend that was me until he said happy birthday, Chris, in the head, Lincoln. Oh, dear. Right, it's 11 minutes to Joe Winey. Joe will be here at, well, she won't be here. She'll be in the studio at 10 o'clock. We're at the top of the BT Tower. What's the plan for after the show?
Secrets.
Secrets?
No, not.
In Hammersmith?
No.
God, we haven't been there for a long time. That's the lap dancing place you blagged in, pretended that you were me.
Yeah.
And you had to wear somebody else's trousers because you're wearing jeans.
Don't let you in there with jeans.
Imagine turning up to a lap dancing place. The first thing you see at reception is Dave's big hairy bum as he's bent over. That's not the kind of place I was expecting, I've got to be honest. Anyway, so I just want to say thank you to everybody, in case we run out of time, so I'm sure we will. Thank you to everybody for putting this lovely surprise birthday show on, and everybody at the BT Tower, and our jingle singers to Link and Rich and Andrea, thank you very much, and Dominic Harry and Reese and Joe and Will Kinder's filming it, so hopefully we'll have something on the website by when? June, July?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, in your eye, mate. Hoot Dog's been taking photos, and there are photos at Radio 1 online already. And Martin the Pap, star of Paparazzi, has also been here. He's the fellow with the funny hair, in case you ever watched the show. He's not really. And Longman's been here. Well done, Longman, for coming to London.
It's been a pleasure, son.
And thanks to all the engineers, you all did a reasonable job as usual. And no, obviously, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. They did a reasonable job. And all right, yeah, switch my mic off. Very good. Roy Walker as well, and Chico dressed as Putzy Bear, and Chaz and Dave, who we're going to hear from before we finish the show.
Who McFly, of course.
McFly as well. I forgot about McFly. So and everybody else. Is that the thank you list done? There you go. What? Yeah, I know. So, no, and Rachel, of course. Thank you, Rachel. Aww. You're very nice. Apparently, Kerry has an audio treat for me.
I have an audio treat for me. Now, I've heard from Dom. He got you your Hollywood A-listers.
Are you going to say that you love Leeds?
No, I've been at work as well. And I did flash your bum, so I wasn't sure if I'd forgiven you for that and the tickling. But as it's your birthday, I'm going to be nice. This is a little audio sport.
It's a nice bum, though.
A sport. Really? Soph's here, so I'll just go,
No, you can say it's a nice bum.
Although she agreed with me.
What, that it's a nice bum?
Oh, my God. And she has to deal with it every day. Anyway.
Deal with what every day?
Never mind.
When Soph is really the sport at home every day.
Right, okay.
I'm always flashing
anyway, moving on. Yes, I have a very nice sport audio treat for you.
Okay.
Hi Chris, Dave Healy here, Leeds United, Northern Ireland striker.
Hey.
All the best on your birthday tonight, from not just myself, all the boys at Leeds United. Good luck, Paul.
Hey!
There you go.
Is that the Hobbit?
The lovely little Hobbit there.
From the Hobbit. Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'm very pleased with that. That's three Leeds fans in the whole of London laughing and joking at that. Brilliant. Right, okay, so it's 9:52. We're going to play a song, and then I believe we're going to have a knees up with Chaz and Dave.
Cockney knees up around the corner, yeah.
All right, Chaz and Dave! Okay, so we'll hear from there in a second. You know, I crashed the vocal. I can't believe it. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care about the love I need to see me through. It's the 99th remix in the world ever of You Got the Love on Radio 1. It's The Source and Candy Staten and whoever else. Right, so I'm just walking around. Thanks, Joe, for today.
No problem.
That's Joe. God love him. Looking out over the views of London, we were quite lucky that it was really cloudy and drizzly this morning, but it's really sorted itself out, the weather-wise. And up the right here, the top of the BT Tower, you can see for miles.
It's quite clear now, isn't it?
It really is a remarkable view. And it's really difficult. But there's the London Eye over there, which they built specially for today's show, so we had something to look at.
And over here, the very, very nice people from the BT Tower, and Pudsey, of course, have baked you a cake.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
It reads, happy birthday to Chris and Pudsey and the team at BT, which is lovely, so thank you very much for that.
God love them, and it's so nice to see so many people coming back to them. Right, so, Chaz and Dave.
Yay.
Boys, I just want to say, I want to kneel in front of you and say that you guys are brilliant, and you did some stuff for us before Christmas, and it was great, and I want everybody to go out and buy everything you've ever recorded.
Thank you very much.
And to keep the money rolling in. And I'm genuinely big fans of you guys, and I'm so honoured that you've come in today.
Chris,
on a par with Chico, I think, this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe you pip him just a little bit. But what are you at the moment, very quickly? Things going well? You're busy?
Yeah.
Because I know you were touring. Well, you're always touring.
Non-stop tour, yeah.
Yeah.
got a whole new generation of fans.
Mate, I'm telling you, you guys will go forever.
Well, thank you, we will.
All right, well, listen, thank you once again, and Chaz and Dave are going to play us out with a little bit of a knees up, so all the gang are going to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, the legends that are Chaz and Dave.
2, 3, 4, rabbit. You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful smile. You got style. You got a beautiful nose. You got beautiful toes. You got a lot without a doubt. But I'm thinking about blowing you out. Cause you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You got more rabbit than St. Chris. Time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But I was odd to know you'd bend my ear holes too. With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you've got lovely eyes. Lovely thighs. A lovely face. You got taste. Wonderful hips. Lovely lips. Now I don't mind having a chat.
All together?
But you have to keep giving it that. Now you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You got more rabbit than St. Chris. I've got it over chat. Just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I was clapped my eyes on you. But I was hard to know you bent my ear holes too. With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
Yep, 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 rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, yep, 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 yep. Bunny, bunny, jabba, jabba, bunny, jabba.
Rabbit!
Yes! Thank you, Chaz and Dave.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you, guys. You legends. So thank you to everybody else. Back home tomorrow. Joe Wiley's next. We're going out to celebrate my birthday. We'll might be back tomorrow. Who knows? Have a good day. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, love you. Happy birthday, Chris. Love you. Radio 1.